Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 10, Chapters 6 and 7. Chapter 6, Copy of an Imperial Letter in which grants of money are made to the churches. Constantine Augustus to Caecilian, Bishop of Carthage, for as much as it has been our pleasure in all provinces, namely the African, the Numidian, and the Mauritanian, that somewhat be contributed for expenses to certain specified ministers of the lawful and most holy Catholic religion, I have dispatched a letter to Ursus, the most distinguished finance minister of Africa, and have notified to him that he be careful to pay over to thy firmness 3,000 thales. Do thou, therefore, when thou shalt secure delivery of the aforesaid sum of money, give orders that this money be distributed among all the above-mentioned persons, in accordance with the schedule sent to thee by Hosius. But if, after all, thou shalt find that there is aught lacking for the fulfillment of this my purpose in respect of them all, thou shouldest ask without doubting whatsoever thou findest to be necessary from Heraclides, our procurator fiscal. For indeed, when he was here, I gave him orders that if thy firmness should ask any money from him, he should be careful to pay it over without any scruple. And since I have learnt that certain persons of unstable mind are desirous of turning aside the laity of the most holy and Catholic Church by some vile method of seduction, know that I have given such commands to Anulinus, the proconsul, and moreover to Patricius, the vicar of the prefects, when they were here, that they should give due attention in all other matters, and especially in this, and not suffer such an occurrence to be overlooked. Therefore, if thou observest any such men continuing in this madness, do not thou hesitate to go to the above-mentioned judges and bring this matter before them, so that, as I commanded them when they were here, they may turn these people from their error. May the divinity of the great God preserve thee for many years. Chapter 7. Copy of an imperial letter in which he gives orders that the presidents of the churches be released from all public offices. Greeting, Anulinus, our most honored sir. Since from many facts it appears that the setting at naught of divine worship, by which the highest reverence for the most holy and heavenly power is preserved, has brought great dangers upon public affairs, and that its lawful restoration and preservation have bestowed the greatest good fortune on the Roman name and singular prosperity in all the affairs of mankind. For it is the divine providence which bestows these blessings. It has seemed good that those men who, with due holiness and constant observance of this law, bestow their services on the performance of divine worship, should receive the rewards of their own labors, most honored Anulinus. Wherefore, it is my wish that those persons who, within the province, committed to thee in the Catholic Church, over which Caecilian presides, bestow their service on his holy worship. Those whom they are accustomed to call clerics should once for all be kept absolutely free from all the public offices, that they may not be drawn away by any error or sacrilegious fault from the worship which they owe to the divinity, but rather, without any hindrance, serve to the utmost their own law. For when they render supreme service to the deity, it seems that they confer incalculable benefit on the affairs of the state. Fare thee well, Anulinus, our most honored and esteemed sir. Here ends Book 10 and Chapters 6 and 7, and let's move on to some notes and commentary. These chapters present two imperial letters, one chapter each respectively, relating to privileges being granted to Christians following the end of persecution against them. Chapter 6 provides a copy of a letter from Constantine to Caecilian, Bishop of Carthage, in which he informs the bishop that he has ordered that 3,000 phales be given to him to distribute to the churches and ministers. Olton notes that the phales was originally a small bag of coins, but afterward came to denote a coin itself, the so-called double denarius. He also tells Caecilian in this letter, Constantine does, that if he has any trouble from any in his government who oppose the Christians, he should go to Anulinus, the proconsul, and to Patricius, whom he calls the vicar of the prefects, in order to report this and to get justice for their cause. Chapter 7 is a letter from the emperor to Anulinus, proconsul of Africa, in which he orders Anulinus that the presidents of the church, or those he calls the clerics, be kept absolutely free from public offices so that they can devote their time to performing the worship services of God, in which, Constantine says, they confer incalculable benefit on the affairs of the state. In conclusion, these chapters continue to show the benefits and privileges that came to Christians during the rule of Constantine. We might paraphrase a line from a song in the musical Hamilton: "It must be nice to have Constantine on your side." In the long run, this will prove to be something of a mixed blessing for Christians. Yes, they were freed from persecution, but now we see their affairs becoming entangled with that of the state. Well, this brings this episode to a conclusion. Hope this has been informative and helpful and edifying, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.